coming off a weekend of summer to kick it off in 2025.
It's the weekend of days.
Oh, ever so much that was ever so worthy. Good weekend of concerts over there at Billy Bob's Texas. Had band of Heathens, William Beckman. Got a nice little write-up in the paper, that kid. He's going places there. Big thanks to everybody, and evidently it was a rousing success down there in Dublin. We had our girl Kelly on the Kelly in the Ville, and her fundraiser to benefit the Erath County Humane Society and build them a new building, basically.
Yeah,
and I think they're going to be able to get it done, as they raised a fantastic amount. And so many Hank fans came out there in Dublin this past Saturday. So big thanks and salute to her and her husband that just did so much work, man. Kelly and Jeff, congrats to you guys. That's awesome. Y'all took that upon yourselves.
She is a beast. She even sent me pictures of the volunteer shirts that she designed herself.
Man. She's a walking promotions department
you
right there.
You had me at the Pound Puppy Cocktail.
Elsewhere, down in the Ville, not far from Dublin, you had the Bellamy Brothers, always fantastic in concert. And then, yes, as we were mentioning, and so many of you, I'm sure, were saddened by the immediate, 2 hours before the Luke Bryan concert, he pulls the plug on it Friday night, leaving concertgoers stranded there in the parking lot with nowhere to go. And no hips to thrust.
None?
So we're in an hour at 8:15. We're going to do a welfare check and make sure Luke Bryan's okay. He attributed illness.
Well, he certainly needs it for crying out loud.
It was a weird weekend for Dickies Arena. So they started off Saturday night with the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships. It was BKFC 76. They've had 75 of these things. It's 76. Took place. Congratulations to Ben Bonner. Won the interim, it's confusing, BKFC World Lightweight title. Defeated Tony Soto. Unanimous decision. It went the length and the distance.
You know, the things that that people do for, I mean, I guess this is professional, but wouldn't assume it would start as recreation.
I've tried.
Or very disturbing.
I've tried because, you know, you channel surf and you have no idea what you're watching and stuff. And then I've tried to watch this. It's brutal. I can't for very long.
I can't believe that people watch each other slap one another. What is wrong?
Well,
there is a disconnect.
Okay. I'd like to start that on the second floor. But okay,
well,
that's just me.
That's a little different.
Anyway, Dickies followed that up with yesterday, Bernie Sanders. Beto was there as well, and he had his big his oligarchy rally, or I guess against oligarchy. And word is there were about 3,000, I think the Star Telegram said, in attendance. And ultimately, Bernie did knock out Beto in the seventh round. Yeah,
that's
they
amazing.
Kept it going. So it was a lot of fun.
He's a trooper.
Man, big thanks to all the Azel Hank fans that started us off summertime-like on Friday out there. And then I just kind of hung in Northwest Fort Worth for the whole weekend. The kiddo with the opening weekend of her theater production. So I've been driving West Loop 820 a lot lately. But I did not see what you did.
No. Well, you know, Saturday mornings are a great time for garage sailing. And normally, this time of the year, it's getting a little toasty. So it kind of eases up. But not this weekend. Mm. Oh, no. And, you know, I saw one in the bougie neighborhood.
Oh.
So Minnie, me, and I, we head on over there.
Sure.
And we're driving around.
Stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I know.
They also don't know what it's worth. And that helps, too.
I know. So we went to a few. And we saw, you know, some ladies. There was, you know, little kiddies, bracelets, and lemonade stands.
Yeah.
And then we pop up at one, and there's tools. I mean, really anything from the garage. I mean, like old lubricants and, you know, things that you use for engines and all sorts of things. And my daughter says, you know, this is a divorce sale.
Oh?
And I said, what?
How'd she know that?
But there was a sign out front that said... Cheating husband sale.
Whoa.
Everything must go. Just like him. He was a tool. Come by his. And I can't I can't announce.
No,
what
that last.
But it may contain traces of.
Right.
Just traces. So the poor woman was. She said she needed a lawyer, and I did not buy anything from her. I felt like giving her a five spot.
Come on.
I know. I didn't. Yeah. It was making me feel kind of weird. I'm sure you haven't seen this movie, but it's called Waiting to Exhale, and it's one of those bitter woman ones by Terry McMillan. And she sells everything of her husband's, including like his 1953 classic Corvette for a dollar.
Yeah. Well, ladies and garage sailors, that's why if they give you one, you always keep the receipt.
In the middle of another
on guys too.
Miss Morning, KB and Heather Lee.